DeMello. Coast FM.
Well, it's officially a pandemic now.
I actually thought this had already happened, to be honest.
Well, it gets a bit confusing, okay. I guess, when the Prime Minister came out and was saying, this is our pandemic plan. Because that was what they kind of announced yesterday. Was it
the stimulus package.
Yeah. Well, no, this is what we're going to do in case of it becoming a pandemic. And then also the stimulus plan.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so now
it
the
world... feel like all this week it was already on.
I guess it was just getting everyone organised. So yeah, World Health Organisation had pulled the trigger on that. So yesterday, obviously, we hear the news comes through, Run for a Reason's been cancelled over coronavirus concerns. It was scheduled for May 24. It may still happen later in the year, they reckon.
Let's push it back, yeah.
But now refunds will start being processed from next week, they say, for those that entered. Tokyo Olympics due to start July 24.
Yeah.
But senior officials are now talking about at least delaying the games if necessary.
Yeah, I heard they were thinking of pushing it a year or two back.
Or two, possibly.
But I was thinking, like, because it's every 4 years, do you think they would have to push it back like 2 years to make it even?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, do they like the whole numbers? Is that what they're...
There'll be some obsessives out there that would probably... But I wonder, does that...
2021 just doesn't look right on the logo.
But does that start clashing them with Commonwealth Games?
That's what I mean. And so they're like, would you have to do an Olympics, like, within 2 years to catch up? Or would you push them all back? Look, I don't know. It's very complicated. I'd hate to be...
Once you get out of sequence.
I know. What are we going to do?
Now, if that starts to lead you to wonder about this weekend, City of Mandurah confirmed that Crabfest will be held this weekend, March 14 and 15. They also say they will continue to follow the advice of the WA Department of Health and will continue to monitor and act accordingly. They point us to the official advice that the government's put out around the disease from health.gov.au. Okay. So that's a good place to go to just to see where things are at.
And probably just a heads up, if you have been in contact with someone or you've come from overseas, probably don't head down to Crabfest.
Yeah, well,
I think that'd be a place to stay away from if you have a little inkling that you might be.
And look, if you're awaiting test results.
Yes.
Also,
do not go.
Yeah.
But everybody else, get on down there. Let's have fun.
We'll pass on any other things that come through, by the way. But the other talk is, of course, about the government stimulus plan. So they're injecting big money into the economy. This is, I guess, to try and overcome where the economy's at before coronavirus hit. I mean, bushfires haven't helped and all the other business leading up to it.
I know, poor people. I feel for them. Like, now coronavirus has hit, everyone's forgotten about the bushfires.
Yeah, well, exactly right. But so that's businesses and welfare recipients will potentially get tax breaks and potential cash flow stimulus to try and get things flowing. So the key here, I guess, if you're part of a big business, chances are your accounts department are probably already onto it. But if you run a small business, it's definitely worth... just checking in. More will be announced today, I believe, but it's worth being aware that maybe there's some stuff that you can claim. Maybe there are some benefits that could come your way.
That's good.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Well, obviously, Mandurah Crabfest is on. It's happening this weekend.
Yep.
And of course, it's free to get in, so have a wander around the foreshore on the weekend. Fireworks Saturday night, Jebediah on the main stage Sunday, arvo.
Woo.
And we host Coast Factor. With the best young singers in Mandurah Square, Saturday from 5, thanks to Mandurah Forum.
Yeah, see you down there. Out. Grab some food, wander on down, take a seat and just enjoy the afternoon and evening.
And whilst it is a celebration of the Blue Manor, it's not just about seafood.
There's plenty of other food. Like, I know a lot of people are allergic to shellfish and they think Crabfest isn't for them. You can still get on down there.
There is lots for you to enjoy.
And get other foods, yeah.
That's right. Now, while that is on... The Run for a Reason has been cancelled.
Yes.
Was scheduled for May 24. May yet be rescheduled for later, but at this stage, they're refunding entries. That process will begin next week.
Right.
And today, March 12, is World Kidney Day.
World Kidney Day.
Yeah, it's a day to focus on kidney health, diabetes, high blood pressure and high cholesterol all impact kidney function.
Yeah, right.
So also... not only sort of thinking about how you can improve your life on those fronts, today's also probably a good day to think about becoming an organ donor. You know? Maybe think about how you could...
And it's not often something you want to think about.
It's
but
not,
it's,
but, you know, it could help someone out a lot.
Exactly.
Probably the wrong time to bring up the idea of something like steak and kidney pie, though.
Yeah, why would you do that?
So you reckon you're up for a bit of medical experimentation?
Not me in particular, no, but I'm all for it.
Well, there's cash
Everyone
in it.
Everyone else doing it.
There's cash in it. Well, different story, baby.
Interesting.
There's a medical research firm in the UK looking for 24 volunteers to get a shot of coronavirus.
Yeah.
as part of this. Makes it sound like I'm getting it in a drink. Yeah, I don't think it's in drink form.
Give
but
me
anyway,
a shot of that.
As part of their testing to develop a vaccine, London's Queen Mary Bio Enterprises Innovation Centre will pay you just over $4,500 for your troubles.
That's pretty good.
It is. And volunteers received two of the virus's weaker strains before receiving vaccines to test their effectiveness.
Mm.
Now, if you participate, you should expect to experience mild respiratory symptoms. I could probably do that. I could handle that.
Yeah.
You also need to stay in quarantine for 2 weeks. Yeah, okay. While avoiding people and exercising.
Sounds great.
And staying on a restricted diet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
I was down with it right up until the restricted diet talk.
So $4,500, that's US dollars?
Not
so that'd
sure.
be like $9,000.
Could be.
Almost $9,000. I'm on board.
Restricted diet, though.
That's the only bit. Not the getting a shot of Corona. That doesn't scare you. The restricted diet. I don't know if I could do it. No sugar. Oh, my God.
Well, I don't even know what the restrictions are, but I'm putting my foot down.
It'd be a healthy diet, that's
man's
for sure.
got the limits, you know. And the Australian Grand Dairy Awards were given out by Dairy Australia recently. I don't know if you heard the news about this.
Oh, no.
Got to say well done to a few West Aussie producers. Browns won the modified milk category for their high-low lactose-free milk.
Okay.
Harvey Fresh picked up best milk for their Paul's Farmhouse Gold Cream on Top product. Doesn't that sound like some old school
that
milk?
That sounds
right
like
there?
Something you would love.
Or for me, yes.
Yeah, you.
Absolutely. Not everyone. I know that's not everyone's favourite.
Your
milk.
Extra cream and extra sugar. Extra
not so much the
fat
sugar.
Kind of guy.
Let's not chuck me into the.
You
the cream.
Love a bit of sugar. You don't have it, but you love it.
My body is a temple, thank you. Anyway, and.
says the man who scoffed a whole container of condensed milk.
Listen, I do something once
left it in
my
here
life.
For 1 second and you licked it dry.
Oh, that one, the one you brought in.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it happened more.
Okay,
than once.
Maybe
anyway,
I've done that.
So Mandela also scored for best flavoured and natural yogurts with their Greek yogurt.
Nice. And, do love a bit of Greek
range.
Yogurt.
So there you go. So there's four West Aussie makers that did really well in amongst it. But
well done.
Perhaps the biggest news was that apparently Australia's best ice cream flavour for 2020 was Victorian producer Gundowering. With their licorice ice cream.
Licorice
ice cream. Now, I remember one of the... it's not going to be everyone's favourite.
Look, I hate licorice, so it would not appeal to me at all.
I would definitely try. I remember one of the animal parks that we went and visited when I was a kid in the 80s had... I remember everyone coming out with these things that look like concrete and going, what is that? Licorice ice cream. And I never tried it, but everyone was like, yeah, this is cool. Apparently, Simos have a licorice option.
I can't imagine it tasting nice. I'm sorry.
Well, if you're a licorice fan, it's definitely one. It's put it back on the map in my mind. So, might not look too attractive, but maybe.
No, is it black?
It's pretty dark. It's grey. It's grey. Depending on how they make it, it's grey verging into black territory. So, it's, like I say, not an attractive looking thing. But it's worth it for licorice fans.
Yeah, you're used to that anyway if you're a licorice fan. So, get into it.
Yeah, true, I suppose.
A black lolly.
True. So there you go. Look, 2020, year of the licorice ice cream. Okay?
You're calling it.
Have a lick of that. 97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And reporting on the Ritz today, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Harvey Weinstein has been sentenced to 23 years in prison. Mm. The decision includes 20 years for a criminal sexual act and 3 years for third-degree rape, with the sentences to be served consecutively, not concurrently. Weinstein's defence attorneys told reporters that the length of the sentence was obscene and obnoxious.
A bit like him.
Of course they did. Earlier this week, it was revealed Weinstein had sent a text to a PR exec which read, "Jen Aniston should be dead." After he was told that she'd accused him of groping her, Jen never actually accused him of doing that, although she has accused him of piggish behaviour.
Yeah, right.
And I think that just backs it up, doesn't it? Saying someone should be dead. That's
not a great
awful.
Human by the sound of things.
No. Anyway, going to jail. Coachella has officially been postponed until October amid the coronavirus pandemic. Yesterday, we just didn't know if it was going to be cancelled or moved. Officially moved to October. All tickets purchased for April will be honoured in October, and refunds will be available for those who can't attend the new dates. Now, Vin Diesel has teased something big for Fast and Furious fans in the F9 new movie.
I can't tell anyone. The big surprise coming. It is so awesome. It's a testament to the franchise. It's a testament to all the work that everyone's done. And it's a testament to the integrity. And it's awesome. As a thespian, as someone who started acting when I was 7 years old, it's wonderful to to dance with other acclaimed thespians.
So he's going on Strictly Dancing. Is that what it is?
I don't know what's going on. There's there. He's excited, though,
he
isn't
is,
he?
Yes, I know.
Previously, their big surprises have been like new cast members, like Charlize Theron and Kurt Russell maybe in the previous one.
Maybe it's a Star Wars crossover.
Possibly. Helen Mirren and Cardi B have already been announced as new cast members in F9. What a combo. Like, Helen Mirren, Cardi B, two ends of the spectrum there. Anyway, they're both going to be in the latest F9 movie, which hits cinemas in May.
Bring it on.
And Emily Blunt appeared on last night's episode of Jimmy Kimmel, not Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy
right,
Kimmel,
the other Jimmy,
the other
yes.
Jimmy, where she confessed she almost became a pop star like Britney Spears before she chose the path of acting.
One time almost became a pop star.
I could have been Britney.
You could have been Britney. What happened to
Britney? Because I realized that I'm not good at dancing and I didn't want to be Britney. I don't know. Do you not want to know the name of one of them?
Yes, very much.
Ring It Up.
There's a song called Ring It Up.
It will never see the light of day.
Did you write the song?
No. No, I can't write.
Uh-huh.
I can't really sing.
I'm going to search YouTube.
I already have. I can't find it. So somebody find Emily Blunt's song, Ring It Up. I'm glad she's become an actress because it sounds like she can't sing, she can't dance and she can't write.
Yeah, she's a triple not threat.
Nikki and Demello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.